This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz, and it's great to share morning devotions. I hope that you're feeling well today. Have you ever been rejected? Maybe by someone you loved or someone you respected, looked up to. Maybe there's been family or friends that you haven't got on with, and you went through the difficult times, and it was then that you needed them the most, and they weren't there. Now, that can be hurtful, and usually when you go through tough times, you find out who are your real friends, don't you? Now, maybe you've been rejected because of bad mistakes and choices that you made. Then again, you could have done nothing wrong. It could be your race or background that's offended some people, perhaps a handicap of some kind. The truth is that no one wants to be rejected. We have a strong need to feel secure, and when that's threatened, I think we feel scared. And really, coping with rejection is one of the hardest things we'll ever have to do. It can be a horrible experience. We're judged by what we do or say or what we don't say, and sometimes we don't measure up, we're not good enough. And some people never recover from that ugliness of rejection. They remain scarred. And as a result, they feel like they don't belong anywhere. They're lost in the crowd, feeling that you're unworthy. Rejection, I think, can be defined in this way, and I like this, a sense of being unwanted. It's simple. You want people to love you, and yet you believe they don't. You want to be part of the group, but you're excluded from that. And somehow you're always there on the outside looking in. You don't feel wanted or accepted. Rejection is a root from which that is harmful, that can grow from that. It's not something that's outwardly visible. It can be a hidden inner attitude that we might carry around. So I ask the question again, do you feel rejected this morning? Maybe you've walked into the quicksand, we call it, of other people's negative opinions, and you've been sucked down by their criticism of you. I heard about a woman who received a notification that her husband wanted a divorce, and she said, "I feel like an orange and all the juice has been squeezed out, and now all he wants to do is throw it away." Well, perhaps you're in a marriage like that, where you feel rejected. We used to say home is the one place where you can go where there are people who want you. Well, I'm not sure that's true anymore for a lot of people. In fact, home is the place you go when you know there are people who don't want you. That's often the case, unfortunately. So who will accept me and value me as I am? Who will value me when I make a mistake? Will I matter? Will someone put me down for things that I might not have done? Who can care? Who cares about me? Of course, the answer is that God does. He can, and he does. He values like that, values you. His love for you is unconditional, and so that means that he loves you despite all the mistakes you've made and all the ones that he knows you're going to make. He doesn't love you less when you do something wrong. In fact, too, God showed his love to us by sending Jesus to die for us. This is what the Bible says, talking about Jesus. "We despised him and rejected him, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. We turned our back on him and looked the other way when he went by. He was despised, but we didn't care. It was our grief he bore, our sorrows that weighed him down, and we thought his troubles were a punishment from God for his own sins. But he was wounded and he was bruised for our sins. He was chased that we might have peace. He was lashed that we were healed." That's from Isaiah chapter 53. So how does that help me cope with rejection, that God allowed Jesus to endure the pain and rejection so that we would never know his rejection? And in John chapter 1, New Testament, "He came into his own, but his own nation did not welcome him." Now this is astounding. Jesus was rejected by his very own people. As he grew up in the city of Nazareth, he probably heard people whispering about him, "Oh, there's Mary and Joseph's boy. I can't believe that Joseph marry that woman. She got pregnant prior to their marriage." And if that wasn't bad enough, she blamed her pregnancy on God. I'm sure that sort of ugly talk was there. The religious leaders of the city wanted to throw Jesus out. So rejection was with him all his life. Jesus then will never reject anybody that comes to him in faith and repentance. Well, Lord, what we really need today is to know more about you. We can't make it on our own. And we know that you don't reject us. You love us, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.